This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
We've got a caller by the name of Stuart.
Oh, heavens.
The phone. I wonder who that is.
Stuart, hello.
What? Oh, hello.
I think it would be Stuart Maunder.
It is.
It is indeed. And what would you like to tell me about me? No, this is...
You're funny.
This is all about you, my love, because we were lucky enough, well, I was lucky enough to be rung up by you and asked to play Emily Whitman in your fabulous version of Follies that was on earlier this year. And I loved every minute of it, although it's only recently my body has started to belong to me again after all that dancing. But you're so busy. You never stop. You've done Mansfield Park since then.
Yeah, look, the joy for me, Colette, is that I work for a company called Victorian Opera, and they never stop, I have to say. It's a company which sort of rolls its sleeves up and just gets on with it, really. So, yeah, so following Follies, which I have to say is one of the great moments of my life, so thank God you were in that.
It was fabulous.
I agree. And look, who the hell thought that anybody would ever be able to put Follies on? You know, with all those great, great people up on that stage. And it's a really special work. And please God, we'll be able to do it at some stage in the future. But who knows?
Because the one thing I hear about it from people who did watch it that all heard about it, why was it on for such a short period of time? And I say, because I couldn't have lasted longer. That's what I tell them.
Well, I'm sure that's true. No, but look, the reality is it's a panic thing to do. And, you know, Follies has never, ever been a commercial success. Mm. And so a company like Victorian Opera, which is set up to, you know, to do interesting work, it's funded. We have access to an orchestra for a limited amount of time of the year. So we can actually put on, you know, five performances of Follies and do reasonably well out of it. But look, we then did a thing called Mansfield Park, which I have to say I think is the most gorgeous work. It's a Jane Austen novel. Most of the audience, I'm sure, will know.
Yeah.
But the joy of it is that it gives six young singers the roles of their lives. You know, I mean, so often you have all these non-age-appropriate roles that people are trying to do, Tosca or whatever.
Yes.
And these ones are absolutely fantastic. We've got more performances of that, which thankfully are all pretty much sold out at Horty Hall and that glorious place, Monsalbat, a little bit later.
Horty Hall is 30th to the 31st of May, and Monsalbat is at the 6th of June. And
it is.
If you haven't seen it, you should rush along to see it.
Yeah.
Horty Hall is in the city, so it's close for everybody in Melbourne. Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, and look, I think we're turning Horty Hall, which you, of course, lit up during the whole rehearsal period.
I'm not sure about the lighting.
It was a. It's our rehearsal period. It's a heritage building, and we're turning that into a 120 seat theatre, which is really intimate and charming, and yeah, great. Looking forward to it.
How wonderful! Mm. And also the Lyrebird's voice. Tell me about this, because I didn't know about this one.
Let me tell you, Colette, man, this is the campest thing you've ever seen in your life. To see this glorious young baritone strutting around as a kookaburra in a big blue fur coat,
yes,
with blue eyeshadow, doing all this silly choreography to, you know, flash photography.
Yes,
is glorious. What it's designed to be a introduction to opera for young kids from year one to six. And it basically is a jukebox opera. It just uses every tune that you would ever know.
From opera, like Carmen and Barbara Seville.
That's exactly right, Carmen and Barbara Seville. And to see 350 little kids bopping like you would not believe to the William Tell Overture is great. I mean, I have to say. But it's been designed by John Truscott Award winner this year, a man called Ishan Vivekananthan. And it is a riot of colour. I defy an audience not to have the best time watching it. It's camp. I mean, the villain, for example, in the Australian bush, of course, is a cat.
Yes,
and she gets to sing the most sensual version of one of the Carmen arias. And spoiler alert, there's an enormous amount of work with a cucumber in there, and anybody that's seen YouTube videos of cats and cucumbers. My granddaughter, for example, informed me of the issue. I had no idea.
They're so much fun.
But it is.
They are amazing.
Well, exactly. And so that's that'll be on in Darabin this week on Friday, and Frankston the week after. And we've been having great audiences in those outer metropolitan areas, and it's really very exciting.
But it's a great way to introduce kids to theatre all round, whether it be opera or anything. It's a great way, particularly if they can laugh. And I'm told it has hilarious moments in it.
Well, it does have hilarious moments. It's very, very silly. But as I said, it looks remarkable in a big Mardi Gras fashion. I mean, the Rosellas and the lorikeets and the, oh God, kangaroos and you name it. It's a really interesting reimagining of the Australian bush. It's charming.
And so, moving on from there, you've also got Mozart's The Abduction from the Seraglio.
Yeah, we have.
And, wait for it, I can say this, Janáček's Katia Kabanova.
Well done.
God, you're a clever girl.
I am, aren't I?
And look, people always say that you can't go to something that you can't pronounce. So there you go, Colette Mann's done it for you.
Yes,
as an old opera queen, I have to say that from my point of view, Katia is certainly within top five operas. It is the most heart-wrenching, extraordinary work. And seriously, I commend it to anybody that hasn't been to opera, or indeed has been a lot. It gets inside the head of this poor girl in an unhappy marriage, and it's relentless and glorious.
And Alexander Lewis and Antoinette, of course, from Follies, both of them, they're in it, so they'll be ripping each other apart again, operatically speaking.
Well, that's exactly right. Antoinette plays Alex's mother, would you believe it?
Oh.
And she's the mother-in-law from hell.
Oh, I used to have one of those.
Yeah, all of us did. Yeah, and it's a wonderful characterization. Poor old Alex plays a fellow called Tichon, who is very henpecked by, well, if you can be henpecked by your mother-in-law, your mother, whatever that's called.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, it stars some very, very fine Australian singers in it. One of the great things about VO, Victorian Opera, is that part of our idea is that we give opportunities to young Australian singers that are either, on their way up in the international scene or local or whatever. It's a linchpin of the company that we showcase young singers at their zenith, really.
Fantastic. Look, thank you so much for giving up your time today to talk to this very annoying woman who often rings you at different times and asks you to do things. But I really, particularly after working on Follies and getting to know everybody again and working at Horty Hall, which was fantastic, I just am really excited about what Victorian Opera are doing, and I really want as many people to know as possible. So thank you so much for talking to me today.
No, you're very, very welcome. And, that Abduction, I promise you, will be the most outrageous celebration of young love that you could ever see in Mozart's glorious.
It's the story
music.
Of
no,
my
seriously.
Life. Yeah.
Ain't it the truth?
It is indeed. Stuart, thank you so much for your time today.
Colette, delighted. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
And of course, that's our Stuart Maunder, Artistic Director of the Victorian Opera.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.